the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
The quickest way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
And here's the thing. It was guns, good guys with guns, that saved the day.
Let there be no mistake in what I'm about to say. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
We've heard it many times. A good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. But what happens when the good guy with the gun is black? When gunfire broke out at a shopping mall in Hoover, Alabama on Thanksgiving night, police rushed to the scene to stop an active shooter. Shortly after their arrival, an officer shot and killed 21-year-old Amantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr. Autopsy results showed that Bradford died after being shot in the head and in the back. Police had initially identified Bradford as the shooter, but later changed their story. While authorities haven't released surveillance or body camera footage from the incident, witnesses at the scene and the Hoover police are saying that Bradford was actually using his gun to try and help out. Amantic Bradford was a young black man with a licensed gun in an open carry state. His death follows a similar incident earlier this month when Jamel Roberson, a black armed security guard at a Chicago bar, was killed by police after he detained a gunman.
My biggest nightmare is that as a legal gun owner that happens to be black, in the case that I have to use my firearm for the self-defense or defense of others, and the police arrive, would I be the one that they thought was the threat and shoot me?
That's Ainsley Reynolds. He's a New Jersey gun owner and life member of the National Rifle Association. According to a 2017 Pew survey, 3 in 10 Americans report personally owning a gun. But there's a big discrepancy when it comes to race. That same survey found that 36% of white people say they're gun owners, higher than average, while 24% of black people say they are gun owners.
If I don't get shot by my fellow folks in blue, I still got to go through court as somebody known as the black man with a gun.
Reverend Ken Blanchard is the founder of the Maryland 10th Cavalry Gun Club and author of Black Man with a Gun Reloaded. I sat down with both of these gentlemen to talk about the challenges of being a black man with a gun in America. We began by talking about the organization that claims to represent 6 million gun owners across the country, the NRA.
I'm a life member. So when I joined, I became a life member, so I'm in. In order to remain in the private gun club that I belong to, you have to be an NRA member. But however, over the years, even though I fight for gun rights and I know that's what they do, it pains me the fact that I'm not seeing my interests being fought up front by the NRA. Starting with Philando Castillo, every time that I see one of these incidents, and they just don't seem to see it the way that I do, at the minimum, if you put out that statement, a good guy with a gun, and it is determined in the last 3 incidents that this happened that they were good guys with a gun, and you remain absolutely silent, that silence says a lot to me. The rules seem to apply to others and not me. And they just remain silent and they just don't understand how it's viewed by black gun owners. And I don't know if maybe they don't care or they just don't get it. But I'm telling you, I've been a member since 2003, it pisses me off. So I'm an NRA member, but me and the NRA not getting along right now. That's for sure.
Ken, what about you? Do you feel that the NRA is really representing the interests of black gun owners?
Being a life member of the NRA, having drank and slept and supped with these guys, they're saying the same thing they've always said. But the reality is that we don't actually look at color as we should. Everybody skirts around it. We want to pretend like we are fair and not afraid of people, but we still have our issues, and the good guy with a gun is real. The reality of it is that we didn't get the memo that a good guy with a gun can be black. It's still risky being a black man with a gun in 2018.
That's for sure.
What are some of the risks? I mean, Ainsley, you said you worry about similar situations happening to you where you're trying to help people, and in fact, you are seen as the perpetrator and potentially shot yourself. Are there other concerns that you have, both of you?
Oh, yeah. Being black is a threat. We still buy our homes and shop in places where people of color don't live. We still have those issues. We still lock our doors and lock our cars when somebody walks by of color. That fear is still there. So if you amplify that to somebody who has a badge, that's what we got working with us. Fear still kills. False expectations appearing real. We assume that black guy that's 6'5" is a threat when he might be a florist that can't fight in a wet paper bag. But our perception is that dude is a monster.
I would absolutely 100, matter of fact, 1,000% agree with that, except as a 6'3", 350 CPA that has no criminal record. Because think about it. As a black gun owner, we're a law-abiding citizen, or we wouldn't own a firearm. And just like Ken said, is that the locking of doors, you know, I got over it. When I was young, it used to really piss me off. But yeah, there's still the clutching of the purse. Even on my way up here on the subway, I haven't taken the subway in years, you know, since I live and work in New Jersey. But you see it. It's that perception. And part of the issue is just, to me, it's the propaganda. It's out there. Is that every image that you see in movies, on the news, is you're portraying or perpetrating the fact that black men with firearms, bad. It has not changed. So now when you have the good guy with a gun that happens to be black, and like Ken said, in particular areas where we may not live, or my main concern, I say in my own house, I actually asked the police officer last time I got a firearm, is that how do I differentiate myself from the perpetrator? Because here's the reality. If you live in a black neighborhood, you're more than likely going to be assaulted by someone that looks like you. So if someone broke into my house, and I use the scenario, someone broke into my house, I got my firearm and was able to detain them. Maybe not, even if I didn't shoot them, I detained them. I got the gun on, trained on them. The cops arrive, 6'3", 350, bald-headed black man. How does he know? How does he know upon arriving who is the good guy? Because black guy with a gun, bad. It's out there.
I want to turn to you for a second, Ken, because I met you at the NRA convention in Indianapolis a couple years ago. What about how you're both treated by your fellow gun owners who are not black?
Really well. That's why I've lived in this space for so long, because I had my own issues and stereotypes and prejudices when I first started. And I thought, all right, these rednecks ain't gonna like me. I don't talk like they do. And then the next thing I knew, I realized that I do speak the same language. And I had to work on myself. But it's outside of that where all my trouble is.
What about you, Ainsley?
I will concur to a point. I would say that without a doubt, where I normally congregate with fellow 2A, they welcome me with open arms, no doubt about it. However, what I started to notice in the age of social media, some will speak to your face in one way, but behind the scenes on social media, I almost think some of them forget that they're Facebook friends with me. And you see some of the posts and some of the forums and things that they say that clearly they have a deep-rooted different view of black people. And that's a fact. Because I would say in the past 2 years, it's gotten worse. Where these are people that you've actually shot with, shared firearms with, gone to the range with, protests and gone to rallies with. And, you know, they use the word, you know, fellow patriot. But that social media is, I call it, it's the lie detector. It's the truth teller. Because you start seeing some of these posts and you're like, wow, you don't really like black people.
I want to also bring in this idea about gun culture among black Americans, right? And what that's been like. I'm wondering, has it changed? We're now in 2018. How do you see black gun ownership having evolved in the past couple of years, Ken?
After social media, there is a bunch of folks out there with YouTube channels and Instagram accounts, and I see their posts every day. There are a lot of young African, Hispanic, Native American, all nationalities in the Second Amendment fighting now that didn't exist 20 years ago.
Without a doubt. It used to be, especially in the Northeast, the hidden underground, like you're afraid to talk about it. And you're happy when you find out that another person of color actually owns firearms and is good with firearms. Now I can freely kind of talk about it, you know, amongst my friends, because now I found a lot of people that were around me have always been gun owners. They were just quiet about it.
And you had to be.
You had to be because
there were laws against it. We got relatives that will remind you real quick that, hey, boy, you can't do that. You're like, why? This is like 1990. This is 2000. What are you saying? Well, back in the day, they could actually arrest you for having a musket ball, or those laws don't apply to black people. I mean, I've heard it all over my tenure. So we've gone from undercover brothers to we're out and proud of it. The organizations around us still haven't caught up.
Also want to bring up the issue of gun violence, right, which is something that's very much in the conversation. And
I don't like that word.
Well, tell me why you don't like that word.
Because violence is violence. And I've heard over the years, you keep talking about violence. I grew up in New York City. Listen, you know, violence to me is violence. I don't know why you people just put gun on it. First of all, if you want to say illegal gun violence for the most part, because that's what I experienced coming up. It did make me afraid of firearms. It made me afraid of criminals. So when people talk about gun control, gun violence, how about you do a study on how we can reduce the crime and deal with the criminals? It's almost like you're afraid to deal with the true fact. I hate the phrase guns don't kill people, people kill people, but it's the truth.
But do you think that we could say that there are, that black Americans are definitely affected by gun violence, to use the phrase that's not your favorite? But at the same time, there is a discrepancy in terms of who owns guns and who's affected by the violence surrounding guns.
Violence has always been around since Cain slew his brother. There's nothing new there. Violence has always happened where you got people really close to each other. It happens more in the city than it does in the rural areas. Violence always happened when people don't have hope, don't have education, are ignorant. Violence always happens when there is drug addiction and a place to sell stuff. We kind of latch on to the fact that it happens in the black community because it's reported, because it's YouTube, because it's stuck on cell phones real quick. Violence happens in Asian cultures. Violence happens in Hispanic cultures. The good news in all of that is that the African Americans that I'm seeing, the Latinos that I'm checking out, are actually utilizing their Second Amendment. So there'll be less accidental shootings. There'll be less violence in the homes. Folks will be taking care of each other, but it won't be fixed overnight. There's no one-shot fix-all thing for humanity. I mean, even if we took all the firearms away right now, we'd be clubbing each other or stabbing each other in the places where guns are hard to get. Knife woundings and knife issues, stabbings are high. Violence is still there.
Can I just kind of step back? Ken said something that when he described violence has been in our culture forever, and the fact that you see it on, you know, YouTube, that's kind of what I alluded to begin with, is that the violence that occurs in the black community is just broadcast on the news repeatedly. You would almost think that there's no other criminal than us. The bottom line is that crime is committed against the people that you live around. And truth be told, we still live in kind of a very segregated society, to be honest with you. So you are going to harm the people or rob the people that are around you. When you hear these terms, black on black, as if nobody else shoots each other, it's amazing. And hence, that just leads to, and I use the word propaganda, why, you know, black armed citizens are looked at the way we're looked at, even if we're the good guy with the gun.
Reverend Ken Blanchard is the founder of the Maryland 10th Cavalry Gun Club and author of Black Man with a Gun, Reloaded. And Ainsley Reynolds is a gun owner and NRA member from New Jersey. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We reached out to the NRA for this story, but the organization did not respond to multiple requests for comment. But we have heard from you, our listeners, who are black gun owners.
My name is Shatan Bledsoe from Land O'Lakes, Florida. I brought a gun for home protection and one for hunting. I'm a veteran and comfortable with weapons, and I'm trained to handle them. I do not think there are any risks or challenges to me owning a weapon personally because I stay aware and vigilant when I'm out in the world.
Hi, my name is Barry Wynn. I'm calling from Brighton, Michigan. I have inherited several guns, but I never carry one in public, even though my state is open carry. When I see someone walking into an open space with a gun carrying, I immediately leave because the rules don't apply to me. The Second Amendment does not apply in this country equally.
Hi, this is Eric. I am a black gun owner, I guess. I've got them because I wanted them, and I don't think there's any risks or challenges beyond anyone else of any other skin color I've encountered. I mean, why should race have anything to do with my ability to own and use a firearm? I think that's a ridiculous premise.
Are you a black gun owner? tell us about your experience on our Facebook page or tweet us at The Takeaway.